Good morning, everyone. It's a big week, but also a tough week for the real no-nonsense member of the Obama cabinet, U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. This was the headline yesterday, a week after direct face-to-face appeals from Secretary LaHood to save a tunnel. This from New Jersey's Governor Christopher Christie.
This decision is final. There is no opportunity for reconsideration of this decision on my part. I am done. We are moving on.
Ouch. That's Christie announcing yesterday he is stopping construction of the estimated $8.4 billion Hudson River Rail Tunnel connecting New York to New Jersey because the state is in no position to absorb what he called the unacceptable level of risk and cost associated with the project. Christie cited projected cost overruns ranging from $2 billion to $5 billion. All as Ray LaHood is getting ready to announce billions of dollars in more federal grants today for high-speed rail projects and other infrastructure. Joining us now is takeaway correspondent Andrea Bernstein. Kind of a sour note for the secretary to begin this initiative, wouldn't you say?
Good morning, John. I mean, you know, this this is not the script. And, you know, I remember a time, and it wasn't too long ago, that the federal government could do no wrong by going and telling a governor, Republican or Democrat, we're going to give you billions of dollars to build a giant project in your state and create jobs. This was a no-brainer. And what has happened in this election season is fascinating because Christie decided that even though New Jersey was paying just a third of this tunnel, that the risk was, he thought, too great that New Jersey's costs would balloon. And as you know, he's killed this already once. And Ray LaHood flew to Trenton in a very unusual and dramatic move. And he said to Christie, you know, we've got to save this thing. And they came up with all these sweeteners. They came up with hundreds of millions of dollars more for Christie. They came up with offers of a loan to develop a public-private partnership. And Christie just said, you know, no go. There's still a risk. This is still a not 100% ironclad guarantee. And here's the fascinating thing. I was talking to New Jersey commuters yesterday. So these are the people that ride the train that would benefit.
The crowded trains.
The crowded train. And they were like, yes, the trains are slow, but our taxes are higher. And Christie is right with his electorate. I mean, not everybody agreed with him, but an awful lot of people did.
All right, so what's likely to be the reception in Iowa, Michigan, California, Connecticut, Florida, all close political states in this 2010 season, and LaHood is off to announce projects in places like that list there?
Yeah, I mean, he's announcing $2 billion more of federal funding, and you may remember the stimulus bill had $8 billion for high-speed rail, and initially, Congress had only put in a couple billion, and then the White House went back, and they said, no, we want more. This is a really big, important project to us, and remember, the president flew to Tampa to announce the grants last year, and, you know, we were all, Tampa, look at that, you know, swing state, swing county, and he's announcing this, and it's going to be a home run. And the environment is very, very difficult. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a voter this week in Tampa, Linda Cole, and I think we have a clip of her.
Sure.
And she gave a really typical reaction to what do you think of this project? Listen to the tape.
I don't like the debt that's being racked up, taking away property. Maybe the people will get employed to do that, but maybe they won't.
It is fascinating. It does seem like the world has completely changed. What was the reception like? You were just in Jackson, Michigan, right?
Right. And in Jackson, Michigan, the same thing. I mean, there are people who say maybe these projects will create jobs and, you know, maybe that's a good thing. But, you know, there's a lot of reason in Michigan for people to be very cautious. And, you know, they're getting hundreds of millions of dollars for a line that would go basically out through Ann Arbor from Detroit to Kalamazoo, which is sort of part of this envisioned Midwest high-speed rail connection. But people were also saying, you know, there is so much debt. How are we going to pay for these things? And, you know, you push them and they say, yeah, okay, I like the technology. Maybe it's good. And these are the supporters, but still, I don't know. It's so much money.
Well, the interesting thing is, despite the money and this concern about the deficit, what you're seeing is a real dynamic in, and you have experience sort of looking at this in Wisconsin and Ohio. It's kind of running against the infrastructure project itself, you know, the roads versus the rails.
That's right. And Scott Walker, who is running for governor in Wisconsin, has an ad running in a website called notrain.com. And in the ad, he basically says it's their rail versus our roads. You know, this billions of dollars is going to go, it's going to be your debt and you're going to pay for it. But it's, you know, going to be something that you never use. And it's sort of this us versus them narrative. Also, John Kasich running in Ohio. Sure. I am not for this project. And, you know, when I was in Canton, Ohio, I found a lot of caution. You know, maybe high-speed rail is a good thing, but I don't think this is a good project. I don't think we should pay for this. And Meg Whitman running in California also, you know, expressing some caution. I mean, I should say that, you know, California and Florida have a lot of money now. Florida is getting another $800 million today.
Federal money.
And it's not, by the way, stimulus money. It's just regular 2010 budget appropriations. And the DOT is emphasizing this was a part of a long thought-out process. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's 5 days before the election in these key electoral states.
Well, Andrea, let's play this statement that you got down in Florida, which seems to me emblematic of what's really going on here. It's not that this is off the table completely. It's just being kind of infinitely postponed. Here's a voter who didn't want to actually be named talking about Tampa.
I think Tampa is destined to be a great city. I think it's been destined to be a great city for a long time. I think what's been missing here is a tipping point. And I don't think that necessarily that light rail is the salvation, but I think that could lead to a tipping point here where local talent will want to stay here and talent from other parts of the country will want to live here.
It's a strange mix, but sometime in the future we'll have a great city. But for now, let's keep the taxes low.
Right. And in Tampa, there's actually a ballot measure for a sales tax to pay for a local transit system. And this guy was for it because a sales tax is palatable. It's not about debt. It's about pay as you go. And maybe, just maybe, some Florida voters are thinking if we're going to get a big project, that's the way we're going to get it.
Andrea Bernstein, takeaway political correspondent. Suddenly, federal dollars for infrastructure, no longer a no-brainer. Andrea, thanks so much.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.